So as you adjust your bodies today for the just right way to be, whether you're sitting up or stretched out, just let yourself kind of sink into that solid support beneath you, like it could just hold you. And knowing that you can adjust your body at any time throughout for more comfort if needed. But for now, let's begin by taking those three big deep breaths slowly and deeply. Three big deep breaths slowly and deeply as you begin to release and let go. These are the deeper breaths that signal all around and all through you that now's the time to go within. It's time to open and receive, move into that inner landscape and find out more about releasing and letting go of what we no longer need or want, that we can just let it go. And as your breathing settles down to its normal, natural inhale, exhale, it becomes even more comfortable for you to let this sensation of comfort flow all around and all through. And whether you start at the top of your head or the tips of your toes, you're simply allowing it to flow from toes to heels, ankles, calves, or around the crown of your head and down across the back of your head and in through the tiny neck muscles, through those shoulders, each breath taking you deeper. Almost like this comforting can come from either direction. And when we think about it, maybe it comes from both directions at the same time. And so from the thighs up, as a deeper inner calm begins to form, this comforting continues flowing through the abs, the hips, in through the solar plexus, releasing. And then through the shoulders, muscles in front and back on top, just unwinding, untangling, allowing a couple of bags to drop that you've been carrying, too many burdens, let them go. One of them has some stress in it, let it go. Each breath taking you deeper. And the deeper, the more comfortable. And the more comfortable, the deeper. And down through the upper arms, lower arms, hands and fingers release as you comfort even more. And from the direction of toes up, we're now through the solar plexus, in through the chest, all around and all through, into every nook and cranny of you. Right on up with that nurturing sensation of flow. In through your shoulders once again, because these two flowing, comforting ways of getting deeper and deeper into comfort come from both ends of your body today. And into the shoulders, releasing, and down through upper arms, lower arms, hands and fingers, letting go as though you could let go of any unwelcome thought, negativity, tension, stress, right out into the universe, where the universe picks it up, neutralizes it, where it can no longer harm you or anyone else. And the energy of comfort that's flowing downwards continues now through the entire back area, across and down again, all the muscles, tissues, fibers, soothing and smoothing, smoothing out any rough edges, And from that lower back, we send it all the way down the backside of the body, back down to the feet again. And so ways of comforting have started from the toes and started from the head. And around the crown of the head, we're sensing this comforting even more as it's eased up over the back of your head and around your crown and down over your forehead. Each breath taking you deeper, down over the nose, the eyes, the mouth, the jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go, each breath drifting deeper. Down through the chest, in through and all around, nurturing the solar plexus, helping you to remember your I am strength and comfort, being all of who you are. And from that middle area of the solar plexus down again through the abs, around the hips, and all the way back down through the thighs, the knees, the calves, into the ankles, the heels, out through the feet and out through the toes. And double the comfort from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. And from the tips of your toes to the top of your head. Each breath continues to take you deeper and deeper now into a deep comfort where you can easily and effortlessly, relaxed and comfortable, begin to imagine and visualize that you're walking along a path that's lined with magnificent trees. It's a beautiful day to take a walk in the forest with the sunshine streaming through the trees and the blue, blue sky up above you. And however you perceive that through any or all of your senses, let it be just right for you. Perhaps a gentle breeze wafting around you as you walk, and you notice how much more you comfort with each step that you take. And just noticing everything with any or all of your senses. Treetops filled with the birdies singing every now and then. You might even stop a moment to listen to that beautiful trill of a mockingbird. And just even reaching out to lean against a tree, you can feel the rough texture of the bark, and the smell of jasmine seems to be all around you in the air. The tree-lined path seems filled with nature's wonder. And as you begin walking again, you see up ahead that the path opens out to a clearing. And getting closer, there it is, a beautiful wide open meadow sprinkled with colorful wildflowers of all different hues and shades. Across the meadow, you notice something really kind of interesting. A beautiful multicolored hot air balloon that seems to draw you closer and closer. Now noticing a very strong urge within you, a feeling as though you'd like to take a ride in this balloon. And up close now, you see that the balloon is held down by four heavy bags. there's a helpful guide with you who's helping you. He's lending a hand for you to climb into the basket of the balloon. And as he lends a hand, he puts a crystal in your hand. And you know that that crystal is for you. You can use it any time to shine a light on something you need to know more about. Perhaps you draw a circle around you if you need for more connection or protection. If you need, it's there for you. The crystal can do more. So the guide helpfully gives you the crystal, helps you climb into the basket of the balloon. And next, as you take your crystal and put it in your pocket, next the guide hands you a cutting tool. And the guide tells you that if you are to soar high above without limits, you must cut the heavy bags one by one. Each bag has a label, and as you move to cut the rope of the first bag labeled doubt, cut it, and your balloon lifts up as the doubts fall away, and you do feel lighter. Releasing doubt gives you a new perspective and a new awareness, and you truly like that feeling. The second bag is labeled stress and anxiety, and as you cut that rope, you realize stress, anxiety really has no value. And so now you lift up higher, knowing you can create new heights and go in any direction that you choose to go. It's an exhilarating, lighter feeling without stress and anxiety. Well, the third bag is labeled old habits. Now, that is one you are so ready to cut through. And the new healthy habits are now replacing the old as you begin to lift even higher now. Feeling more competent, more self-assured now. You do realize it's time for the final bag. And this bag seems a little heavier than the others, with the label F-E-A-R. False evidence appearing real in most cases. You know about that, and so you cut, and you cut, and you cut, and finally, whoo, there it goes, up, up, up and away. You soar as you let go of fear. What a feeling. And the sky is the limit. And with this soaring feeling, lifting up into the blue, blue sky high above, it's an unlimited opportunity now. No one and nothing can take it away from you. Let yourself experience the uplift, the release, the letting go, the unlimited, the feeling of flying high above in your multicolored hot air balloon, completely safe and secure with your crystal, and being able to release, having released all those bags, including fear and anxiety, stress and doubt and old habits. You're letting them all go. And you're experiencing now the freedom, the delight of being in the unlimited experience. And just enjoy the view from up there as you look all around and down and see that perhaps way down there somewhere in a corner, the thing you might have been stressing about is now so teeny tiny small, it's just like hardly a speck, and you can just know it means so little to you now, for you are freely soaring high above, getting in touch with the unlimited, the feeling of there's so much more. There's so much more. More opportunity. More expansiveness. More release. And just more of all the good, the positive, the true, the beautiful. Let yourself experience it now. At some point, you'll know when you're ready that after soaring all around and getting the good feeling of the unlimited and the opportunities that abound, you begin to bring your balloon back down to ground, and your crystal helps you do that. It just helps you lower that balloon. Lower it down. Coming back and back and back. And all the way back down to the ground. And you can feel the confidence, the self-assurance within you, the empowerment you possess to now move forward and accept even more. Be available and attainable to let more in for you in the way of solution. And that might be a way that helps you even come back down to the ground using your crystal, and the guide is there helping you step out of the basket. And the guide motions to you that right around the corner from that tree over there is a lovely way to stretch out and experience more from the journey today, from your lifted experience of release and letting go. And so you take your guide up on it and you leave the basket and the balloon. Thank the friendly guide. Walk away around that corner of the tree and see there in a very lovely spot is a way to stretch out. Might be one of those outdoor chaise lounges that you can stretch out on. And let your imagination door open a little wider. Climbing up on that chaise lounge and just drifting deeper. Because when you focus within now, you're aware of a positive sensation. You allow yourself to go into that ultimate quiet within, where you can truly feel your breath moving in and out of your body. So comfortable, so relaxed, so quiet. It's kind of a nice way to get in touch with allowing, when you're ready, allowing a solution image to emerge. Whatever you feel you might need solution about, as though this image of solution is there for you. And you just invite it to simply and easily come forward. And with your attention on a solution image, you seem to almost summon it. And as you summon it, it may be something most definitely that you could use for what you've released today. It's like the solution image could take up the space of what was occupying the space within that now you've let go of. So here comes this solution image. Freely it is emerging and it's being available to you. And in just right timing, it arises an image that stands for solution, taking shape and form comfortably, emerging through to simply be here with you. And as the solution image emerges and comes through it all, when it seems to come into being, just acknowledge it, like you could welcome it and say hello. And like it's meeting a new person, that's what this is. You just say hello to it and it probably responds back to you. And as you visualize and imagine bringing this image more freely to life, notice what is that first thing you really notice about the solution image. What is there to love about the solution image? And how do you feel as you are experiencing being with this solution image now? And so you begin to encourage it to become all that it is. And as you do that, what more do you notice about it? Because to find out even more about it could take you into that place that you know well how to do, to kind of trade places with it. Like you become the solution image. You can find out more about it if you do. And it becomes you, so we trade places. We know we'll always trade back again. But as you move inside of the solution image and experience what this solution image is like inside out, oh, what more is there to discover? So once you have traded places, what do you notice about the solution image? For as you look through the eyes of solution into the world, what do you notice? How do you feel as this solution image? What's the energy like? And when you see yourself through the eyes of this image of solution, what is that like? Wonder what you might, as the solution image, what you might like to suggest to yourself. As the solution image, to look at yourself and to imagine next, where would you like to be placed in your body? So there you are, you're the solution image. And if you're looking at yourself and you're thinking about, where would I like to place the solution image in my body. I wonder where that would be. And when you have done that, there's a feeling of completing this discovery from the inside out. And so let's trade back places. You become you. Solution image becomes solution image. And how do things feel now? What more are you aware of? Once as yourself again, where in your body would you need solution most? Where would you like the solution image to be placed in yourself? Now you've looked at this from the position of the solution image. Now it's you going, okay, solution image, come here. And when you're ready, ask the solution image to come within you. It knows exactly where to go. And it goes to right where you need it most. Let it do its good work for what it's meant to do. The solution image within you. Take a few moments to assimilate your solution image. And as you do, you then let it grow in intensity. Allow it to move up and down through your whole being, right down to the cellular layer of you, and even into your mind space all around that 6 inches of space from your skin outwards. Let it fill your whole body, your whole being, and move into the mind space all around you. If you'd like, you could let this intensity become brightened and heightened as it also remains concentrated on that very important place within where you need it most. It is there, and yet it's also everywhere. And as you allow this whole experience to be an upliftment for you, it does lift you right up to the top of your symbolic staircase, where your solution is within you, all around you, and through you. And now we deepen and strengthen it all with every step down. Now at 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and 0, drifting deeper. And at the bottom of the staircase, let your imagination door open up even wider. As you walk through, standing tall and strong, ready to go forward with your feeling of solution within and without, because solution is always here. And as you walk forward on your path, imagine going through your daily activities with the solution automatically showing up here, there, anywhere, and everywhere, in each and every situation you find yourself in, whether you're with a person or you're with yourself, whatever it is, solution is always here. It's here right now. It shows up in the state of the altered right now. It's with you. And even in your unconscious sleep at night, solution is ever present, still doing its good work for you always and ever, as long as you want it. And as long as you want it, for just a few more moments, now of silence and stillness, to simply immerse in this feeling of solution. And you know that this solution image is sending you beneficial energy and gladness. It is so happy that you came along for the journey today. And you might as well be sending out appreciation to all the images that you experienced today, feeling the goodness of those images, as they have been beneficial for you. You appreciate them and thank them as they thank you. And you have experienced now being a little bit better for having done this journey, for in your willingness, certainly you have achieved feeling a little better. And so with this very positive focusing, you can only have positive results. And that is how your mind and your body and the whole oneness of your being responds now positively. And so as the images fade for now, the strength of them stays with you, so that at zero, we reinforce it all and we bring back the importance of this experience into your conscious outer awake life. Now at one, with a deep cleansing breath in and release. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake and alert.